I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lancioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. Today, I want to talk about how we know God is listening. You know, sometimes we're praying and wondering, God, are you there? Do you hear me? Are you looking at me? You have a lot of prayers to field today, and is mine making it into the queue, right? And I recently learned that C.S. Lewis reflected on how God is infinite, which means he has infinite attentiveness. Now, here's the application of that. The fact that God has infinite attention and attentiveness means he can give every single person his undivided attention. So both his eyes are on you, not only when you pray, but the moment you wake up in the morning, the glory moment, the down moment, the sin, the victory, all of it. You got all of your Heavenly Father's attention all the time. So yes, he's listening. Both ears, both eyes, all on you.
And that is true.
Yeah.
The question is, there's a difference between knowing that that's true and feeling it.
Mm.
And the thing is, sometimes we just aren't feeling that. But the truth is the truth, even when we don't feel it. That's why it's so good to have others around us who can point out what is true and remind us of that, even when the emotional understanding of God seeing us isn't there. And oftentimes, God shows us himself by putting other people around us who can see us and hear us. And we're able to feel God's presence in that way. And so sometimes it's like, you know, we want, you know, that old story that says, you know, the person is praying, God, I need a parking space. I need a parking space. Oh, God, if you just give me a parking, I'll do it. Oh, here's one. Never mind, God, I found one. And sometimes God gives us, he hears us in ways that we don't really understand as him. And so then we still feel unseen and unheard by him.
Mm.
So there's so many ways he reminds us that he's there. And if we just have to be attentive to those. That's easier said than done, which is why I need other people to say, hey, did you see this? Or I'm here for you because I think you need something.
Yeah, and I have to train my heart to believe the things that the Bible tells me, right? Because I can know them, but the biggest distance is from your head to your heart, right? That's the longest foot you'll ever take a journey on, right? Is this that small distance, but it takes forever. But it takes a lot of repeat and a lot of practice. Before I pray, and I'm busy, and if you're listening to 3-minute resets, probably because we're targeting you with 3 minutes because we know you're busy. You're driving off to work today, right? I often, when I pray, even if it's not a long prayer, will start by just closing my eyes, taking just one breath, and just thinking about Jesus looking at me.
Yeah.
Just to call that to mind. There he is. I love the scripture, 1 Peter 5, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
Yeah, I went to daily mass today. I'm Catholic, and it's 35 minutes long, and I came back just today, and I said to my staff, I feel like I've been there for 4 hours. Not because it was slow or boring, because I was sitting there with Jesus for 35 minutes and receiving him, and it was like time stood still. So let's pray, God, help us to take the time to sit and feel your presence and to see your presence in others, even when it's hard for us to feel you, because you are always there, and help us to know that and to trust you. Amen.
Amen.